Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You can better understand today's U.S. and global economy if you simply realize they have never fully emerged from the Great Recession that supposedly ended 10 years ago. The definitions of beginning or ending of recessions or depressions don't consider factors such as changes in debt levels. I contend that last decade's Great Recession has not yet ended. Governments are claiming the recession ended a decade ago after the emergency inflation of the worldwide money supply by possibly as much as $24 trillion. Almost none of this inflation of the money supply has since been reabsorbed. The indicated practice once a recession or depression is really over. Thus, governments, by their inactions, admit the global economy is still stuck in a downturn. According to Egon von Greyers, founding and managing director of Matterhorn Asset Management in Switzerland, just in this century, global debt levels have more than tripled, from $80 trillion to more than $250 trillion. So what does this mean for your personal finances? Understand that governments will never pay off all their current debts and unfunded liabilities for employee pensions, retiree health care benefits, Social Security, and Medicare, and the like, in dollars of today's purchasing power. If you now receive or are expecting to receive future such payments to help maintain your standard of living, abandon this illusion today. What good would it do to receive all of your promised Social Security payments in U.S. dollars if your monthly amount can only buy a single cup of coffee? The European Central Bank has reserves equal to 2% of assets, yet 40% of the bank's assets are loans to member governments that will never be repaid at current purchasing power. Therefore, the ECB is technically bankrupt. Or Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest private bank, has outstanding derivatives contracts totaling about $50 trillion. That is 13 times the size of the German economy. If even a sliver of these derivatives contracts default, the bank and the German economy will be toast. One solution for you is to hold a portion of your net worth in assets that are not someone else's liability, such as bullion-priced physical gold and silver. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.